It's the Odium Adele review, isn't it?
Bloody hell, that when that beat drops, I just...
It's got glow stick going in.
It just goes so good, doesn't it?
Before I get into it, I'd just like to give a bit of a shout-out to a good friend of mine, Ash, who's listening in Howick. So, hello, Ash. Oh, thank you, Sarah. Right, now, remember last week I talked about Marlon?
I do remember you talking about Marlon.
And Sam, who was a bit of a who was getting married and who wasn't. They ended up falling asleep in a van.
Marlon ended up in the back of a van because he was attempting to steal some of the booze out of the back of it, and he fell asleep with his mate, and they ended up in Bristol, is that right?
Well, no.
Oh, okay, they were on their way to Bristol.
What happened was they woke up, and I missed the first couple of minutes of the show, but they woke up and they sort of staggered out the van. This car drove up, and they sort of waved it down. They got in it, and they were, like, really drunk, and there was a couple, and they said, oh, we'll give you a lift. We're going to Emmerdale. We're going to Emmerdale. And, like, Marlon's in the back, like, really wasted, and he's going to be sick. So he picks up this woman's hat, and he's violently sick into her hat.
Yeah.
Probably drinking wheat beer or something like that.
No.
Just kidding. I've got the sponsor next to me. I'll detract that. Sorry. He's drinking, I don't know.
Lime red,
some real rubbish. He sort of like really apologises to these people and said, I'm like really sorry about this. The car pulls up. They get out and they're staggering around outside the pub and Charity Dingle comes out.
I'm sorry, what's her name?
Charity Dingle. Is it ridiculous to you, Sarah?
No,
honestly.
No,
most of the Dingles have got like biblical names. You've got Charity, Samson,
Dingle.
Chastity Dingle.
Yeah, Chaz Dingle. She used to be a pole dancer, but now she runs the pub like every Dingle should. Anyway.
Let's push on, Rob.
They're you are the ringmaster today, aren't you?
Let's get it going. I want to cover what happened at the wedding because I think that's what's coming up, isn't it?
They're staggering around outside the pub. I've forgotten what her name was now. Charity comes out and goes, oh, have you pulled a Marlon? So like Marlon goes, what? Is that a thing now? And they said, oh, yeah, if you muck up, it's called you pulled a Marlon. So remember that? If someone at your bar mucks up, you go, mate, you pulled a Marlon.
It's like doing a Homer, I think, was
so they
in
said,
the
oh,
Simpsons.
Look.
And doing a Cheers in Peep Show.
We've got to get to the wedding because at this point, Marlon still thinks it's Sam that's getting married, right?
Right, because that's right. It was a surprise.
It was a surprise. So he gets Sam and they run to the Dingle farm, which is all decked out. It was beautiful. Like the barn was all decked out.
Mm-hmm.
And as he walked in, he sees Jess, like his partner, in a wedding dress. Marlon does, realise what's happened and faints.
Wow. Okay.
He just faints, fall into a load of pig stuff.
Oh, my God.
It was brilliant. And he wakes up and they go, all right, we're going to get married. So they get married. It was absolutely beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Does it clean up, I guess? Then?
Yeah, he gets cleaned up. And as he's there and he looks at his like fiancée, Jess, he turns around and the woman whose hat he'd been sick into was her grandmother.
Is she wearing the hat?
Yeah, she had the hat on. It was everywhere. Oh. No, of course not. Don't be stupid.
I'm sorry, Rob. That's not
so funny. Anyway, I lost it now. So it was great. They was all dancing. Even Kane Dingle was dancing. They was all the Dingles.
Is that quite a big deal?
Oh, he doesn't. Anyway, it was just finishing the wedding, and Jesse's son had just come out of prison, Billy.
Right.
And as he's walked in, he's seen Aaron Dingle, who was in prison, and they knew each other from prison. And when Billy was in prison, he gave Aaron a lot of grief with his gang. Aaron's seen him, gone running over there and tried to punch him.
Oh, wow.
Big, big fight. As a Dingle wedding would be.
Any wedding I've ever been to has had someone from prison punch somebody else from prison.
But it was really good. And, yeah, there's a lot of aggro going on and all that. But the next night, Billy's come home and his face had all been punched in. And Robert, who's Aaron's husband, had beaten him up because he didn't want anything to do with that. But he's trying to get better, but there's a lot of good stuff coming up. But it all ended up all right in the
end. I'm glad to see, because I remember last week we left on a bit of a cliffhanger with them ending up in the back of the truck.
Could have ended
up
in Bristol.
Away to Bristol, and it was supposed to be a whole surprise.
Yeah.
Would have been...
It worked out really, really good.
It was
very, very good. But yeah.
This is positively Shakespearean. People give Shakespeare bollocks because they think it's hoity-toity, but it's soap opera.
Yeah.
It is. Exactly. Yeah. There we are. Sarah making the comparison between Emmerdale and Shakespeare.
So I'm going to go with that.
There's a thesis in the making there.
Maybe I should do that. Could you reckon I could do something at the university?
I reckon you could do that. The Emmerdale/Shakespeare thesis. Yeah. I don't see why not.
I think Shakespeare actually came from Emmerdale. Not a lot of people know that.
What do you think the next big storyline coming out of Emmerdale is going to be?
Well, do you remember when we had the big party at the big house and that lady turned up?
You're going to have to be more specific than that, Rob.
I can't think of her name at the moment, but someone's coming back that was in it a little while ago.
Okay, well,
there's
there
a lot of big storyline. As I say, it was actually Christmas and New Year this week, right. So you know.
So that's going to be the big stuff.
You know how far behind we are. And the big story was, as I said, Johnny is trying to get us an interview, but we're going to keep on with it. I'm going to keep on with it.
We're going to keep on with it. As I say, I've been really encouraged to see people wearing the Dingle or Bust t-shirts.
But remember, if someone makes a ricket or a mistake, say, hey, you just pulled a Marlon.
Yep. There we are.
Do you think Marlon Williams would get upset with that?
I don't care what he thinks, honestly.
I know he's a listener. Oh, we should do a thing of the score. Not now, because I haven't...
Well, okay, Robert, we'll talk about this off here, won't we?
Hold up. Oh, no, it's too late.
Oh, he's getting his... No, it's all right. We'll figure that out later. Cool. Well, thanks for that. The highly acclaimed Emmerdale review. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, any minute now, we're going to have a Dingle, a cast member, somebody. We could Skype him.
Kane would be my thing, or Charity, or Chaz. Sam Dingle would probably be last.
Right, there we are. That's the order of play there for the Dingles. Thanks for the Emmerdale review.
Thanks,
there, Rob.
Man.
Pleasure.